Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, and is a slave indeed.
O God, the word slave, amen, means a servant. In the Greek, doulos, one who gives himself up wholly to another's will, amen, to another's will, amen. Proverbs 23:7, amen, speaks about, amen, we are who we are is, amen, in our mind. Where what our mind thinketh, so is us, amen. So we need to understand that this is also dealing with the mind. It's dealing with the soulish realm, the spiritual realm, amen, and the physical realm, amen. So when we talk about slaves, amen, I remember a song, amen, that identified something to me, amen, amen. And that song said, you're going to serve somebody, whether it be Satan or God, you're going to serve somebody, amen. And that song is very true. We're going to serve somebody, one or another, Satan or God. Who are you going to serve today? Amen. Who are you going to call your master? What word are you going to complete today? Amen. Hallelujah. You are a slave whether you believe it or not. Amen. I know that we have physical slaves. Amen. Worldly slaves, amen, that is slaves to the world, amen. We had slaves that was a part of the hatred, amen. But now we have slaves that are part of ignorance, amen. Can I get a witness here? The slaves that we have today are those slaves that are without the knowledge and the perseverance to be able to obtain the knowledge in which God has allowed them to obtain, amen. God is the key, amen, in this whole thing. We have to be able to understand what God is trying to do in our Christian life, rather in our worldly life, amen, hallelujah. Oh, because in our worldly lives, we are in bondage, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. Many of us don't understand, but amen, I'm going to try to bring you forth to understand, amen, so that you'll be able to understand the word of God, amen, hallelujah. I want to read you one scripture in which, amen, Brother Paul, amen, gives us, amen, and that's in the book of Titus, amen. So if you would turn to the book of Titus, I want to show you the scripture. Amen. Paul said in verse 1, Paul, a servant, a born servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Ooh, God. The scripture said that Paul said for himself that he was a servant of God. He was a slave of God. Amen. And an apostle of Jesus Christ according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Godliness, he acknowledging the truth, amen, that he is a servant, a slave of the Most High God, amen. So Paul himself called his own self a slave, amen, hallelujah. So I reckon that it is true that you're going to serve one or the other. My question to you is that, which one are you serving today? Amen. Can I get a witness here? I said, which one are you serving today? Amen. On that note, let us go back. Amen. Back to Romans chapter 6. Let us go back, if you will, to Romans chapter 6. And in Romans, starting verse 11, the scripture says this: likewise, reckon. Amen. Reckon. He's talking about to consider, rethink. Amen. Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, amen, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof, amen. He said, don't allow sin, amen. You could control it because God gave you the ability to control. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave you the power, the dunamis, to be able, Father, hallelujah, to be able, Father, to overcome it. So we know you had it. What you going to do with that power? The scripture said, neither yield ye your members, your members could be your arms, your legs, your eyes, amen, your nose, whatever can be used as an instrument of unrighteousness unto God. Instruments of unrighteousness. Oh God, hallelujah. Instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, amen, unto sin. Amen. We shouldn't use them to sin. That's what he's telling us, that we have the power to resist these limbs or these instruments if they choose to sin. Amen. Hallelujah. But yield yourself unto God. He said, yield yourself unto God. He said, how do you yield? He said, yield yourself unto God. God is the word. You have to listen to the word. When you read it, you have to understand the word. You have to acknowledge the truth, amen, in the word. If you do not acknowledge the truth and acknowledge what you read, amen, and what you hear, then you are susceptible, amen, to that sin, amen. You give that sin power and authority over your being, hallelujah. Oh, God. But he said, as though that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. this unto God. Amen. You don't use them as instruments of unrighteousness. You use them as instruments of righteousness unto God by becoming obedient unto God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. If not obedient to God's word, you're going to be disobedient to God's word. And if you are disobedient to God's word, amen, you become a servant or a slave unto sin or to the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we're talking about the master, the word, and the slave. Amen. We are the slave to the master, that we should be able to obey his word. Oh God, hallelujah. Verse 14 says, but sin shall not have dominion, rule, hallelujah, over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Hallelujah. You're not under the law any longer, but you are under grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we need to be righteous. We need to be righteous in the word of God so that we can be obedient to what God has called us to do. Amen. If not, church, we are a slave. Amen. Can I get a witness? We're subjecting ourselves back to servitude of this world. Servitude, amen, of our sin, our own sin that has leading us astray. And in order for us to be subject unto God, amen, as a slave or a servant, we have to be able to obey his words, amen. This is how the people are bringing us in bondage, amen, as a people of God, because they use our own words against us, amen, to put us in servitude, amen. I come by today to let you know, amen, that you have a master, amen. Can I get a witness here? You have a word, amen. Hallelujah. That you may be able to obey, amen. That you may be able to do righteousness rather than unrighteousness. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. Chapter 6, verse 22 says this. He said, but now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, become slaves to God. Amen. Yield your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Oh God. The end is everlasting life. Oh God. The end is everlasting life. You know, when black people was in slavery, they had black revolutionary people helping them, amen, to obtain freedom, amen, and to obtain justice. One of those people was Martin Luther King, amen. And all of those that came after him and before him that died for the cause, amen. Can I get a witness here? I come by to let you know that there was another one that died for the cause, amen. Can I get a witness here? His name was Jesus Christ. He died so that you and I could be free. He died so you and I could have understanding. He died so you and I could be able to obey the word of God. Could you or could you not obey the word of God? Because God died so that you would. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, hallelujah. I know it's not going to be easy, church. I know it's not going to be easy because one of the mightiest men in the Bible had a problem with this as a Christian. A lot of ministers would tell you that Paul was not a Christian, but in this text, he was a Christian. And he's showing how the struggle will be, amen, because Christians have to mature. Christians have to grow up in the things of God and not they stop letting men who pretend to be a man of God deceive them. The scripture says this, amen, in verse chapter 7. Starting at verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Amen. For what which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. Amen. But what I hate, that do I. Amen. The very thing Paul said he hate to do, that's the thing that he doing. According to his carnality or his flesh. The scripture said in verse 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consider to the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwell in me. For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Amen. Do everyone know that today? He said, in your flesh dwelleth no good thing. Meaning you rotten. You ain't good. I know you think you good. I know you think you beautiful. I know you think you this and that. But you ain't good. You're not good at all. You're full of hypocrisy. You're full of sin, amen. Undoubtedly worthless, amen. And God has came to let you know that he is your master and he has your word. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Verse 19 says, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that which is not, and if no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Oh God, the inward man. He delights in the law of God after the inward man. He's talking about the word of God. Amen. That gives him that light. He delights in that. Amen. Oh, God, that's in the inward man. He's talking spiritually. amen, that spirit man that is in you, amen, that's what you need to delight in so that you can overcome this sinful body, so that you can overcome this world, so that you can overcome this chaos. Oh, I'm talking about the master, the willer, and the slave. Oh, God. Hallelujah. The scripture said in verse 23, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, amen, bringing me in captivity, amen, to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, God. He's saying it come from, amen, listen to what I'm saying. He said this thing came from the law of his mind to the law of his members. Amen. And it's war. It's struggling. Amen. It's against the spirit. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. And it's leading us astray. It's leading us into bondage, into captivity, like old days when we were slaves, hanging on the master every word, in the fields picking cotton, down in the river, drowning in the mud. We are slaves to sin if we allow ourselves to seek this bondage. Shall I get a witness? This captivity. But if we are free from this sin, free from this body of duality, free from this ignorance, allow God to take control, allow God to be the king that he is, allow God, amen, to be the master, the word. Hallelujah. Allow yourself, Christian, to be the born servant of the Most High God in all obedience, O God, and righteousness. That would allow you a position in power and authority in heaven.